I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Students at the University of Alabama renewed a list of demands related to diversity at the Tuscaloosa campus. A rally was held outside of Gorgas Library, where organizers repeated 11 requests, including a division of diversity, a safe space for students of color, and a diversity course for freshmen. Elliot Spillers is the president of the Student Government Association. He says a recent meeting with UA President Stuart Bell was encouraging, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
We're at a very pivotal time in our university's history. We're making positive steps forward. We're not being complicit in any way anymore. I think that we have a lot of very passionate, active students. I'm one of them who feel very strong about these issues. But I think we're taking all the right steps in that area.
Dr. Bell announced the creation of a central diversity officer. He also named Spillers to the Strategic Planning Committee on campus. A Pennsylvania biodiesel producer is expanding into Alabama. Lake Erie Biofuels LLC has bought the former Veros Energy biodiesel refinery in Moundville. Lake Erie Biofuels does business as Hero BX and will operate the plant under the name Hero BX Alabama LLC. The Moundville plant has 17 employees who will be retained after the purchase. The Erie company will hire another 10 to 12 workers as they bring the refinery back online early next year. Lake Erie Biofuels bought the refinery so it can serve new markets that it can't reach from its northwestern Pennsylvania base of operations. Farmers all across the Southeast are heading to Clanton today for the start of the annual Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association's conference. The trade show will provide hands-on learning experience for growers at local farms. There will also be networking sessions where growers will discuss the art of growing tomatoes, okra, watermelon, and a variety of other fruits and vegetables. Coordinator Ann Chambers says this will be a good opportunity for farmers to come together and discuss growing.
This is kind of our main focus for producers. This is what we want to highlight. It's so good for farmers to come in and be able to talk to other farmers. If they have a question, who better else to ask than another farmer in their same commodity? So this is really what this grower networking is geared towards.
This year's agenda is expected to include expanding banana production in Alabama and diseases that hit citrus trees. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Clear skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid 40s. Cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, lows in the lower 50s. And sunny skies Friday with highs in the lower 70s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.